The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What to do about the price of oil? You could redesign cars, insulate homes, learn to brew that biodiesel road whiskey in the backyard. But Congress has decided to get back to basics. How about we just drill for more? And do it from platforms so far out to sea that only the seagulls will know. And the states that collect the royalties. More after this from Charlie. As we've learned over the past year, it's one thing to want to save gas, quite another to pull it off, because too often saving gas means not driving. And in a country where testosterone is part of a balanced breakfast, that is not an option. So a bipartisan group in the Senate has decided that the time is right to drill. Not necessarily in Alaska, but in a place where the caribou never set foot. They have cleared the way for a bill that would lift the moratorium on drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico says the U.S. has waited too long. This would be a blow to those who are hoping that $3 gas would force everybody into little road scooters, but there are environmental considerations in the bill. Some of the oil money would restore the coastal wetlands that once provided hurricane protection. No drilling platform would be closer than 100 miles from the Florida coast. And as for oil spills, the bill supporters point out that most spills come from tankers. More platforms mean fewer imports mean fewer tankers mean fewer spills. So the way to save the environment is actually to drill more, not less. And the bill has one other important attraction. Under the royalty provisions, at today's prices, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama could divvy up $35 billion. Numbers like that have a remarkable tendency to cross party lines. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 1st, 2006.